Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Forever Dog.
Ho, ho, ho. It's welcome to American Arts and Culture Review. It's a holiday special. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined as always by my freaking Christmas elf co-host bitch, Clay Tatum.
What are we doing today?
Today we're going to be talking about the great film Roma. We're going to be talking about some of our favorite Christmas films and having some Christmas talks. And most importantly, Clay is an elf, and he's a bitch on Christmas.
Yeah, listen to this. Who's playing the piano? Ready?
Yeah. I think you're singing in two different songs.
This is great.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Here's coming with the toys and boys. All the toys.
He comes with the boys? He
comes with the toys and the boys.
So much fun with the boys and Santa Claus.
That's really good.
It's a match.
All right, starting off the top, I already feel bad because I said Christmas bitch. Clay, you know I don't feel that way.
Yeah, I know. You don't feel like that
way. We were looking at photos on my phone. I wanted to keep looking at them. I started off with a bit of a
toot. You started off with a bit of a toot.
I'm sorry to do that.
And it came out saying Christmas bitch.
Yeah, so I don't feel that way, actually. We're joined, as always, by our number one audience member, Rod Barry.
Someone's missing. Rod...
It's not me. I'm here.
But Bud Diaz has the flu, so he didn't come because he had too much Christmas cake. Yeah.
You get it from overeating.
You get the flu from Christmas cake.
Yeah, he had too much steak and cake the other night.
Steak and cake.
Christmas steak and cake. But anyway, we're happy to be here. Merry holidays. Happy day. Happy Christmas and happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. And be yourself, and we're ready for the reviews to start in.
So what? For our first review, what's the first review?
The first review is a really great film called Roma.
Roma. And what type of Christmas song do you think we should play?
Well, we should definitely play a recognizable Christmas song with a jazz pop tinge that maybe involves home. Yeah, perfect.
That's
okay.
It.
Here, I picked Here's Santa Claus.
And here's my review of Roma.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Roma and Michelle's high school wedding.
Okay. So, okay.
Well, Roma starts off with a story of a maid in Mexico who takes care of a upper middle class family whose daddy is a doctor and mommy is a house mom. And there's four...
What's a house mom?
It's a mom who owns a home.
Okay, go off.
There's four babies in the home, some of old age, some of young age, and they all dance around and have fun, and one of the babies is blonde, and that's nice.
Why is that nice?
Just because none of the other babies have blonde hair, and this baby, for some reason, has blonde hair, and it's like, that's kind of, okay. He seems like the odd man out. And I think that this is a very personal tale to the director, and I think that the baby with the blonde hair is the director. Do you see what I'm saying, Rod?
Yeah, the blonde hair baby directed the movie.
And he grew up to direct the movie that he's in.
I'm confused.
Well, it's difficult because they go on journeys together. The daddy's never there because his car's too big. And he has to fix his big-ass car and make it smaller as a doctor.
Oh, That's one of the first problems we run into in the movies. The car's too big.
The car's too big to fit in a car hole. And so the daddy has to go out of town and make the car small to go into the hole.
Oh, okay.
So the daddy goes out of town and the babies always miss the daddy. But then the babies go see a movie and the babies have fun seeing the movie and they see the movie Gravity, which is crazy because the baby director in the movie grows up to direct a remake of Gravity in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how do they make that? So that's a remake?
Yeah.
What's the original like?
It's the same exact thing except worse special effects and Sandra Bullock's not alive yet.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the babies are bouncing around, but guess what? It's not the baby's story, it's the maid's story. The maid goes out with a boy who's good at ninjas fighting, and he uses shower curtain rod to fight the ninjas away. And he fucks, and they fuck together, and he fucking nuts inside her, and she gets fucking pregnant with a baby. She's not sure about that. She goes, and the guy, guess what? He ditches her at a different movie, but not Gravity, some other movie.
Mm-hmm.
And when he finds out that his nut created a baby. So she's alone, and she's freaking out, of course, and she has to take care of this upper-middle-class family whose dad ain't showing back up because his car's too big.
Where's daddy?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Okay.
So anyway, she's bouncing around trying to sort out her life while helping out these kids. And guess what? Maybe the daddy's car isn't too big, and maybe he's actually just unfaithful. And the mom...
What?
Yeah. It's not... As it turns out, we kind of start to piece together that the daddy's being unfaithful and the daddy's car is too big, and the big car is a metaphor for his wandering
eye. His faithfulness is
eye.
Too big for his car hole.
Exactly.
Well...
Yeah. So that's what the daddy's job is to fix the car. But as it turns out, daddy's got a mistress.
Okay.
So then they went, but in the before they go see Gravity, they see the daddy with the mistress, and that is mind blowing for the children. Then the maid goes to try to find her karate guy who is a ninja and to see about this baby stuff, and he threatens to karate chop the baby to death. See, this is where it really strays away from the plot of Romeo and Michelle's high school
mm-hmm.
wedding.
Yeah.
Because there is none of this in that movie. So then she's like, well, I guess I'm doing this on my own. And here's where there's spoilers.
What type of music should I do for the spoilers?
Well, it gets pretty sad. So intense music with the jazz pop tinge.
But we also need
intense Christmas music
and
with
this,
the jazz pop tinge.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go. Okay, so then she starts going into birth while there's a riot outside and the ninjas are fighting the government. Or the ninjas are fighting for the government. The government has hired
ninjas?
Ninjas.
Who is it, the ninjas?
The government hired
it's a
ninjas.
Giant group of assassins who are ninja trained.
Can I tell you something?
What?
This movie sounds kick-ass.
Yeah, it is. It's great. It's a giant... The government hired some ninjas to fight some rioters, some students. The woman goes into birth, and while she's going into birth, she gives birth to a baby who is sadly stillborn. It's heartbreaking, and this sequence is unbelievable. Then they...
Wait, what happens?
The baby is born, but the baby is not alive, and it's very sad. Beautifully done. Then they go out of town because daddy not coming back. And daddy needs to get his stuff and he doesn't want to run into all of the daddy's babies at the house. So mommy takes the babies to the beach for a couple nights. And she brings the maid. She has a lot of sympathy for her. And they go.
So where are we in this movie?
This is like the end of the movie.
Oh, we're in Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
And so they go to the beach, and they're swimming, and her name is Rio? No. What's her name? Gio?
No. Wait, what was her name?
I can't remember her name, but she's great. She can't...
Are we almost done with the movie now?
Yeah, we're last scene.
Okay. We're like getting there.
She can't...
Are you spoiling the last scene?
Yeah.
But you know, this won a Berlin Award.
Yeah.
So should we treat it with some respect?
I think it's been on Netflix for a week.
If you haven't seen it by now, then okay, go off.
She can't swim.
Okay.
And so, but she's having to watch these kids at the beach. Can you believe that?
I can believe that, yeah. I can't believe
And she
that.
Says, I can't swim, so don't swim in the water. But guess what? The kids do swim.
Yeah, they swim.
And they swim too far out. And she's got to go out there and save them all.
Okay.
And so she
does. That's where a papa comes in.
But the papa's got a car that don't fit in a hole.
So
she goes out there, she saves them all. And then she admits when she gets back on the beach, everybody is rejoicing. We love you. Thank you. You saved our lives. You did something that you don't even know how to do.
Right.
You mean the world to us. It's beautiful.
Okay.
She says, I never even wanted the kid. I was happy that the kid died.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Heartbreaking. Then they get back home. All of this, the house, the middle, upper class middle house that the mommy has, all the stuff's gone because the daddy took it.
Uh-huh.
And then guess what?
What's that?
The maid, the Roma, which means beautiful person, beautiful woman or something, perfect woman.
Okay.
She goes back about her business of doing her daily duties at the end.
Okay, cool. So, say like to me that you like this movie.
I absolutely love this movie. Top five of the year for me. So
top
far.
Five of the year. And
so
that's,
far.
So far you got, okay, so far, let's not count our chickens too early before
yeah.
they,
before and
the X.
There's any amount of movies can come out.
But you have.
My top five.
Top five, which is.
Venom.
Venom.
Venom. I loved Venom.
You like Venom.
I loved mid-90s.
That's your favorite film. You talked to me privately that. You love that film. There's nothing wrong with that film.
Yeah, I get 10 out of 10. I loved Bohemian Rhapsody.
Every time you bring it up to me, you tear up a little bit.
Yeah, I spent $300-$400 on tickets.
That's too much.
That's a lot of money, my guy.
Yeah, I love... Fantastic Beasts of Southern Wild.
You can't. You're like, I can't get over it. Okay.
I love Magic.
And that's number five. Number five is...
On Hulu, my favorite show is Magical Miss Marvel.
Exactly.
And it's about stand-up comedian girl from 50s named Magical Mr. Marvel. And she is killing that stuff.
Rob, what do you give Roma?
Well, I give it a 10 out of 10.
You didn't give your score?
No.
Top
five.
Top five.
I really loved Roma. I think it's perfect. I'd definitely give it 10 out of 10.
Okay, 10 out of 10. Okay. And what does Clay give it? Well,
wait. What kind of music do you need for this review?
Oh, that's right. Well, you tell me.
I think it needs to be because this movie does have a lot of humor. It's perfectly done. Everything is perfectly executed.
So
the
really
humor,
funny, like a laughter.
I think it needs to be something that encompasses a lot of different styles. It makes you feel a lot of different ways.
Nostalgic.
Funny.
Like you
sad.
Said, epically awesome.
Epically awesome, but it needs to have a jazz pop.
It's got to be epically awesome.
And it's also a Christmas film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes out near Christmas. You're a Christmas film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just have that be a part of it. Okay, ready?
And the blonde boy, I think, is an elf.
Okay, I know. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
And
action.
Action. Hi, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Rome, A Wedding in Rome. it's about a family. Whit loves white blonde babies. It's his favorite character. He made a point to let me know that he thinks that should be he should be the star. Okay, so that happens. In the movie.
Well, that's not.
I'm still
the boy.
Hold on, I'm doing my review, my guy. Okay, so we one over the white baby and how that was Whit's favorite character. He said it's
no, I
he said it stood out to be.
No,
one of
that
his
I think that is the director.
Car is too big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
car hole is also too small.
Yeah.
Ninjas kick ass.
Yeah.
The baby dies at birth. Ninjas are freaking awesome. in third act, movie is in Mexico.
Okay.
Person who can't swim has to swim. Now she can swim. So,
right.
For all that... I'm giving this movie, which I actually really like. This is one of my favorite movies of the freaking year. I give this a 10 out of 10. And let me just do this real quick. Let me just add up all the scores. We are at 60. So that's a D minus.
Oh, this
so
is pretty bad.
D minus to this. And better luck next time.
Well, that's not how I look at it. Clay,
well, that's the math.
Because there's two tens. It's 10 out of
10.
So that's 20 times 20.
No, 20
times 20?
10.
Times 10-y?
Just to make sure,
Clay, you think that this movie
is a D minus?
Is a D minus, but it's about a woman who learns to swim.
Well, that's what the movie leads to.
Is a big swimming scene, which Clay loves.
Let me just go over my notes again. Person who can't swim has to swim. Now she can swim.
And that's why you give it a D minus.
That's why I give it a D minus.
Which is really good.
Which is one, the best score
it's
you can
get. It's the best
get.
You can get.
I give it – my summation is so that's, it's 10 plus 10 Rome, is 20 times story. 20 is – a lot more than that. So,
what's this next movie?
Okay, so it's Christmas time, and we've all know about that. And so we decided to review some of our favorite Christmas films. And so that's what we're gonna do now. Okay, dude. So,
Ron, name your favorite Christmas movie.
It's A Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Okay, and It's a Wonderful Life starring Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter has to go back in time to meet himself right. He can get his dad and mom back together so he can get all the best Christmas presents for the year.
Yeah, that's. I think that's about what happens.
And I give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it's absolutely a 10 out of 10.
What's the Christmas movie that you want to focus on with?
Today I'd like to focus on a couple, the first one being Batman Returns.
And why is that a Christmas movie? That seems like an action hero movie.
And that's what a lot of people think. But it takes place during the holidays with snow.
With the snow and the Christmas
tree. And there's evil elves popping out of presents.
Yeah, if there's snow, it's Christmas.
Yeah. But
that's honestly more of a Christmas movie than most Christmas movies.
Well, there's evil elves popping out of presents.
Yeah.
From the Penguin Man. And the Penguin is played by Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Okay.
Danny DeVito plays the Penguin? I didn't know
that. He is so small. Once again, another film with one of the smallest people alive.
He's the smallest man alive.
Yeah. What type of music do you think we should
play? I think we should do something just epic traditional, and badass, but a little bit traditional. Yeah. Jazz pop tinge.
Okay.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so the movie opens. Pee Wee Herman and his wife have given birth to
what?
Pee Wee Herman.
Payway is in this movie.
Pee Wee Herman is in this movie. Clay, he's Tim Burton directed Pee Wee's.
Oh, because Tim Burton did direct Payway.
Yeah,
he did direct.
Yeah, you should write that down.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so Pee Wee is in this movie with his wife, and they give birth to a baby who's got some funny hands.
Okay.
Which they don't like because they're jerks and they don't accept the baby's unique hands. So they toss the baby in a basket down the river and it floats through the sewer. Classic opening title sequence from Tim Burton.
So they were like, some baby crying and they go, ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Look at this. And then they take that, Payway takes that basket and he throws it in the what?
Into the sewer.
Now, does he throw it or he just floats it down?
No, he tosses this crap.
There's an open sewer in Gotham?
Well, no. Sorry. He tosses it off a bridge and it floats down into the sewer.
And then the bridge water, the water that people hang out and swim in, goes straight to the sewer?
Yeah.
Is it like an overhead toss? Or is it like
it's like a rich person's scuff it toss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he goes,
get it. No, he goes, All right, dude, let's get rid of this guy. Okay. This is Peiwei.
Peiwei. So
Peiwei Herman
is, and so he floats down there, and you're like, well, yeah, of course this little guy's gonna do some trouble in the future. And he's discovered by penguins who nurse him back to health and take care of him. And then guess what, dude? Guess what, dude?
What's up?
What happened? Dude,
Christopher Walken is in this crap, man, and he looks crazy and handsome.
Oh, I bet he does a really funny dance.
He never
he dances
in this movie, yes, and he has a mask on and a masquerade.
Is it true that he puts it in his papers that he has to dance?
He used to put it in that he preferred to have a dance scene in every movie he's in.
I thought it was like you had to.
Well, maybe not anymore, but because
well,
he's
what does
about
he do now? He doesn't really
he's
do
pretty
it.
Old now. I he's think old. He probably just is enjoying his time.
He has those brittle bones.
He got the brittle bones.
Yeah, his bones are very
brittle.
So
then. Guess what, dude? He's a big madman. His name is Shrek.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm lost right now.
His name is Shrek.
Who's name?
Who's Shrek?
Christopher Walken, man. His name is Shrek.
Wait, his name is really Shrek in this movie?
Yes, his name is
like
Shrek.
Like a big green ogre?
I don't think so.
He's a freaking big green ogre who's pissed off. His name is Shrek.
Hey, that's a good name. If that's what he's like in this movie, that's a really good name.
And he has some money, okay, dude? And guess what? His assistant is named Selena Kyle, played by Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay.
And we've
been reviewing this for about 30 minutes now, and we haven't. Batman hasn't even.
No, Batman barely in this movie.
Okay.
He's in it twice, and he ain't in it for a while. Okay? So Shrek is hanging out with Michelle Pfeiffer, and she's sneaking around, and you got Bruce Wayne in a board meeting. Anyway, Shrek.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Seems like everyone's having fun. And
but something shady's going on that only Selena Kyle's really catching on to. And Shrek sends everybody home, and Selena Kyle forgets that she's supposed to do something with some papers. She has to go back to office, and when she's back there, she discovers a secret plan, something that I can't remember, something about water or electrics or something, an electrician or something. Anyway.
Okay.
So Selena Kyle's messing with some crap, and she ain't supposed to be doing that. And then Shrek comes back, and he goes to hang out with her, and he's just like, I'm going to push you out. I'm going to push you. Hey, hold on. Let me get an impression.
Oh, yeah, you got to do the impression.
Selena Kyle, like what? I'm going to push you out the window, man.
That's really good.
And she goes, oh, no. She's crying. And he goes, ha! Well, maybe I'm just a kidding, dude.
Okay, well,
hey, wait.
Kind of
wait, hold on, I can get it back. Oh, wait, Selena Kyle, maybe first things first. Don't be snooping around in my papers.
Like, I mean, I hear it. You're like 30% there.
You're doing the best you can.
You're doing the best you can. I say,
and I like
going.
It.
And then she giggles and she goes, oh, thank God. And he goes, ha-ha, well, maybe not, dude. And she...
Oh, this sounds sad.
Yeah, so she throws her out. He throws... Shrek! Throws her out the window. She falls to her death, but then she's licked by some cats and comes back to life. And then she goes home.
Can you run that by me?
The cats give her kisses and she comes back to life.
Sure, I'll buy it.
Yeah. A similar to, you know, the classic fairy tale, Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
So she decides, I'm going to devote my life to saving cats. She becomes Catwoman. And she's on her mission to save the cats of Gotham City, but there's some bad guys and some good guys who she's got to defeat. She's a great anti-hero. And guess what? Shrek is one of them. She's got to get back at him. So that's on the back burner. And then we've got Penguin, okay? And Penguin decides he's going to run for mayor.
What?
Yeah. Penguin.
Little freak, weird hands.
Penguin hates the kids.
And he just like, he wobbles around town like.
No, he stays under sewer and he walks around town and goes. And he goes, I'm a penguin of Gotham City.
Okay, right.
And today you will have your firstborn children taken from you. That's his great plan as mayor. And
is this all happening before my man?
Wait, can the mayor do that?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, because mayor can take babies. He can steal all the firstborn children. But I'm getting to the first time Batman shows up.
Okay.
So he starts a riot at a speech that Christopher Walken gives. And
so Penguin does speech?
No, he steals.
Shrek.
Takes.
Okay, Shrek does speech and Batman shows up.
Well, because Penguin gives people presents that have bad guys.
Who
in
gives
them.
The presents?
Penguin.
Penguin. But where does Shrek do?
Shrek's talking.
He's talking. Okay.
And then, boom, the bad guys come out the presents, and Batman shows up, and he beats their ass, and he murders them.
What?
In this Batman kills people. He sets a guy on fire.
That's just a little overkill.
Right off the bat. Batman comes out and he sets a guy on fire and burns him to death.
This sounds like an action film.
Yeah.
Hit it.
And that's when Batman saves Selina Kyle. And Selina Kyle is grateful and gets an idea. Well, I can be Catwoman.
You're getting a little squirrely on me here.
Why?
Let's just keep on going. I think you're getting really into the movie. I don't want to...
Okay, sorry. So then a lot of crap happens. Okay, Penguin starts running for mayor, even though there's not another race for a full year. And that's something that I just was thinking about recently. He bites a guy's nose off. He eats a raw fish. Then Catwoman eats a bird.
I like it when he bites the nose.
Catwoman tries to eat a freaking bird.
Mm-hmm.
Then Batman and Catwoman kiss. Then they, Bruce Wayne falls in love with Selina Kyle. They go on a dancing date. That is nice. And then they all have to fight each other. And Batman fights Penguin Man. And Shrek gets electrocuted. And Shrek. And Batman pulls off his head. His head gets pulled off, and he shows himself to Selina Kyle. And Selina Kyle and Batman kiss. But then. Selina Kyle,
this is getting into a really horny movie.
Yeah, Selina Kyle, you think she died, but then at the end, she don't die.
So let's go.
She gets
kissed
by more cats.
Let's just jump right to the end.
Yeah.
What happens at the very end of this Christmas film?
Catwoman looks at the moon.
Catwoman looks at the moon.
That's the end.
Yeah.
Catwoman drinks all the freaking moon.
Yeah, and she loves it. But it's nice. Anyway, it's a great Christmas film.
Mm-hmm.
All the boys are returned. The firstborns are born, returned to their mommies and daddies. And the penguins are hopefully returned to the zoo.
And what do you give this for?
An easy 10 out of 10.
That's a perfect score for a perfect film, Ron. What do you give this for?
Yeah, I have to give it a 10 out of 10.
What's your favorite part?
Yeah, what was your favorite part in the whole movie?
I really like it when the penguin bites the nose.
You like that?
I like it.
That actually got me kind of scared.
It's scary,
as a kid,
but I like
really
it.
It's really scared the heck out of me.
It's really intense as a kid.
I like it. I think it's cute.
I think you're a freaking
freak. He goes,
okay.
I also like the penguins.
They like hobble around like a bunch of old.
Oh, crap.
What's up?
Penguin rides a duck.
Oh, yeah, the duck.
Penguin rides around on a big yellow baby duck. Yeah, and it clacks, but it's confusing because he should be riding around in a penguin, but he rides around in a giant baby duck.
It's like a big, like, rubber ducky.
Yeah.
What does a penguin sound like? Okay, you do that, and I go... So that takes up a lot of the movie, doesn't it?
That's a huge part. See, and that's a classic situation where they wrote it on the script, and it's so short, but they didn't realize that would take up so much time.
It's taking most of the movie, these characters squawking.
And little do we know, at this point watching the film, it's Michael Keaton's last time as Batman.
Oh, boy.
Until he came back in 2014 with the famous Batman, which almost won him an Oscar. And it was, took place as a play.
Yeah, it takes place as a play, but it's called...
He's Batman in that?
Yeah, it's called Batman. Or as we all have also known... The Batman.
Batman. The ignorance of...
The Batman.
The ignorance of not knowing nothing.
Yeah.
So that's the long title.
And Batman. Film, Batman Returns, is based on comic book Batman.
Batman.
Which a lot of people know about that. But that's new for me.
Yeah, this is...
By Bill Finger.
Bill Finger did make this movie with...
Bill Finger?
Yeah, Bill Finger. Okay.
Bowfinger.
Yeah.
So, you want to know my... Oh, God.
I'd love to know you're a Batman.
Yeah, you got to let me know.
Tell me you're Batman.
Tell me about Batman.
Okay.
What kind of music do you want?
What you tell me, my guy?
Oh, I think it needs to be, epic sweeping synth.
Yeah, a little bit of Christmas.
A little bit
Just a hint of Christmas.
So, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Batman Again. Pee Wee Herman is so funny. And he hates his vile child. Shrek got green. And I'm not talking about his skin. Maybe I'm talking about the money. Cat saves Catwoman, and that's why she's named Catgirl.
Yeah.
Shrek talks. Penguin eats a freaking nose. And Catwoman drinks, milk.
Yeah.
And in the... Oh, my God, I can't read this. Catwoman... checks out the moon and she likes.
Yeah.
So I guess for all that, this movie, short movie. I give that a perfect 10 out of 10.
To have 10.
Yeah, that's legendary.
What else were we doing?
Okay, well, the you know, one of the greatest Christmas films of the last 5 years is easily Passion of the Christ.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess here's the thing. Listen, we all here are metropolitan atheists, but we also love history, and we like to know the reason of the season. And the reason of the season is...
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells. And something that also starts with a J, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And so a lot of people don't know this, but Christmas is because of Jesus.
Yeah, because on...
And some guy went out and made a freaking movie about this.
Yeah, because Jesus' birthday is Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called... Well, his last name is originally pronounced Chris.
Chris.
And they've... Over time, it's gotten, you know, they played the game of telephone, they call him Christ now. But back in right. the back when he was born in the, you know, whenever, 1400s or whatever, he mm-hmm. was called Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so Jesus Christ.
And that's why it's called Christmas.
Someone liked Jesus Christ so much, and then he made a freaking movie about him.
And his name is George Lucas?
No.
No.
Who made this?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yeah, and he's a vile racist, right?
Mel Gibson's a vile little racist with yeah, a bad
he's
attitude.
He's a bad man.
He treats women bad.
Yeah.
So he decides, my fans, I'm a nice guy, so I'm going to make Jimmy about movie about Jimmy Christ.
Yes. Jimmy
Christmas.
Okay. So, anyway. All
right.
The movie opens.
So what is this movie called?
Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the
But originally, you know, because Mel Gibson wanted it to be authentic, he called it Passion of Chris. And it didn't have as good of a ring. Okay. So, anyway, I'm going to call him Chris.
And this movie was freaking big when it came out.
It was a huge
churches
deal.
Were giving it screenings so they can have it make more money so they can go to that vile old racist.
Yeah.
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 Was he racist at that time or was no. right before?
I thought he was.
I mean...
I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
So
he got caught twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his name is Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
So the movie opens with Jesus bouncing around. He's turning water into wine. He's hanging out with his friends.
It starts like that?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I'm sure.
All right.
So he's out bouncing around. He's making water into wine. He's making blind man see. He's swimming around having fun. Right, Rudd?
Yeah, well, he invented the table.
Well, yeah, so then right out the gate, that's, you know, first few minutes, you're like, this is a likable guy. You know, maybe I had a wrong idea about my boy. Jesus. So then he goes home, and his mom, who's the same age as him, somehow says, what are you doing? He's building something. And he goes, I don't know, I'm building something to put food on. And the mom goes, what is it going to be called? And he goes, I think I'll call it the table.
Is that really in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
My man invents the table in the movie.
Yeah, he does. A lot of people forget that because of how gory and brutal they tell this, the way they tell this story.
They beat this baby to shit,
They
right?
beat this little guy to crap, man. They beat him to a pulp, and then eventually they hang him on a freaking rack, and he dies.
Yeah, but, so they're like, hey, make me some wine, baby. He goes, I just can't right now. I'm busy. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, so... I mean, if they didn't want him to beat him up anymore, if he wanted to get stopped beating up, just turn him into wine. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. People are mostly water.
Yeah. That's my. I'm trying to say. Anyway, but nothing can stop this guy because he's inventing a table.
Right.
And so after he invents this table.
So what are these people doing? Are they just eating on the fucking floor?
Yeah, I guess they're eating like savages, just rolling around in the dirt off of a rock.
How much of this? How much of this takes up the movie?
As a kid, I remember...
Well, does this take up, like, majority of the movie, him making the table, or is it just a small throwaway thing?
It's a throwaway thing that he invented the
table.
They made a
movie about a guy inventing the windshield wiper. Remember that funny movie?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Greg Kinnear.
And then my man invents the table, the first table ever.
Yeah.
And they just throw it away?
They throw it right away because they got to get him hanging on a rack. Cross.
Oh. Oh.
They got to figure out how they get him on that thing.
How you get up
well,
there?
Well, you know what? They probably had him stand on a table in order to get all the way up there.
But he invented it.
So he was the architect of his own death.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's really
a cool metaphor. It's similar to our girl in Roma swimming out when she can't swim.
Yes.
So anyway, he invents this table. I don't know. No, for some reason, no one in the theater that I was in reacted to him inventing a table.
You didn't jump up and scream. I had no idea my man shit. Invented a table.
I toss my popcorn like in the scary movies when you get scared and you toss your popcorn.
Wait,
in
you
there.
Got scared? Wait, you got scared because he invented a table?
Yeah, Clay, play the noise that
I don't know where to find it.
What do you guys?
No, I know exactly what he wants.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before. Because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef. Because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
We're gonna recreate the scene. Okay.
So, all right. She goes...
Wait. Let me get some dramatic music here.
Okay.
One, two, one. Okay, ready?
So
let's start the scene.
Scene starts.
And then wait, you're going to play all the characters. And then I'm going to play you in the theater. Okay.
So Jesus and his mom.
Imagine
Mary.
This. Wit is in the theater. This is, and he's watching the movie.
And
Wit's
I have
playing
a full
all the characters.
Box
and
of popcorn.
And I'm playing Wit.
Full bag of popcorn. And a soda.
He hasn't eaten one popcorn.
He hasn't eaten one kernel because he's so. Because he
love the movie.
He loves Chris.
Yeah. So Mary's walking through her home, her shanty. And she hears hammering and sawing. Yeah. Yeah, with an electric drill. Yeah. Do the electric drill noise. Yeah. So she goes, "What is that? Hey, Chris.
Yes, Mama? Yes, Mama? I'm busy, Mama. Can you come play the game?
What is that? What is that? What are you gonna do with that?
Look, can you see what I'm doing, Mama? I'm sorry to be so angry.
But what are you gonna do with that? What are you gonna do with that?
I'm busy. I'm inventing the transistor.
But what is it for?
Oh, this is something that you put food on.
What are you gonna call it?
I call it a table. What was that noise? I heard something. Are you saying
that's a person I think watching us who just screamed and threw popcorn and soda everywhere?
I invented the table.
Oh.
Wait, I can't hear it. I just turned the music off.
Okay, thank you, Mama. I love you, Mama. Do you love me?
I love you.
Okay.
Thanks for inventing the table.
What?
Okay. And scene.
So anyway, the table got invented. And then,
so the table got invented.
And then Judas is pissed off about some crap, and then they make Jesus drag a big-ass heavy cross around, and they put a thorn hat on him, and they whip him, and it's hell. It's awful. It's really, you know, painful. And then they hang him on a cross. He says some crap, and he dies, and that's why I'm Christian.
Okay, cool. What do you give this movie?
I give it 10 out of 10. Easy.
Okay.
What about you, Rod?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to have to give this a 10 out of 10.
Is there any other highlights that you remember from it?
I mean, after you guys talked about it, I just cannot stop thinking about that table scene. I don't remember all that stuff happening. Like, I don't remember them mentioning the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, I mean...
Like I said, I haven't seen it. It came out 5 years ago, so it's not fresh in my mind.
5 years ago, it was 2011,
something... And, you know, so I saw it 5 years ago, so I was... 12.
Okay, that's so right. If you want to, did you give the score?
I gave it 10 out of 10.
That's a perfect score. What do you
gave it a 10 out of 10.
That was a perfect score. What does Clay think? So let me tell you my thoughts on it. And then, hi, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Passionate Chris. Baby jumping and Mickey whining. He invents a damn table. Judo's mad, and he beats the shit out of Chris, and he dies and calls back or something. I don't know. So, for
what
that,
do you give it?
So, for
that's a good review.
For everything, for that and everything else, I'm going to give this movie a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Which is a perfect score, which adds up to, what's the number that adds up to?
Well, 10 out of 10 is 20. 20. And then 20 times 20, 20 times
400.
20.
It's 400. And
times 400 times 20.
We're giving this Chris movie a perfect 8, score of A+.
8,000.
8,000 A+. Okay. So, listen, this plane is coming to an end.
Oh, wait.
What's up?
We have some more Banksy news.
There's Banksy news?
Yeah.
Did he do something for Christmas?
Maybe he did.
He's a little rapscallion. He's probably trying to get into the news.
Yeah, this little guy is just... Banksy, Clay, tell people what Banksy
is. So Banksy is the Bart Simpson of the art world. He likes to have like what if there's a dollar sign in Starbucks logo? What if we're dropping bombs, but the bombs are sponsored by McDonald's? Okay, so that's the crap that he's into. So it's very insightful, it's very political, and it's very smart. My man Banksy, he's the one artist that read the most books, and it shows when you see an Exxon logo over the Disneyland, and people are walking in and just giving Exxon the money, but the Mickey Mouse is going, shh, don't tell anyone that we're sponsored by a gas company. And but everyone is blind and giving Mickey Mouse, who's winking at us, that he's an Exxon or some shit like that. And Banksy is smart enough to know that's bad. That big corporations are bad and artists are smart and good. So Banksy is smart and good. Some of the artists also they're not smart and good. So what tell us what Banksy has got himself into in the news lately.
Well, as we all know, he's a famous street artist, and he recently, people are always trying to take Banksy's work that he puts on the street in a wall and cut it out
and sell it.
And Banksy don't like that. And guess what? Other artists don't like that. So Banksy man
does what?
That happened to him. Someone drilled out his painting. And then another famous artist named Rob English, who's from America.
What?
Rob English. It's me. I'm from America.
What's like that? This is like Goodfellas.
Yeah, and I'm an artist. I was born and raised in America. My parents came over on the Eiffel Island.
They came over on the Eiffel Tower.
In the 70s.
So what is it?
They sell one of his paintings, and my boy Rob English buys it. It's a cutout of a wall. And Rob English, my boy, says, I'm going to buy this for $750,000. And so he does, and guess what he's doing to it?
What's he doing?
He's whitewashing it. He's painting it.
He's
painting over it as protest. And Banksy says, you know what, Rob English, I like this idea. And Banksy goes... He calls up Rob English and he goes, Rob English. And Rob English says, yeah, what's up? He goes, I'm going to go over and watch. And I'm coming over and I've got my best friend coming with me. And we're going to make a party out of this. And so he brings his best friend. He says, Bubby, grab my bags.
Wait, what's who's he doing?
Bubby.
So Bubby's here. Bubby's back in the picture again.
Bubby's his best friend.
What is he trying to do? He's going back.
He's
going to
go help. Rob English.
He's helping Rob English
complete his art by buying it painting. And then whitewashing the painting.
What? Okay. Who's whitewashing the painting?
Rob English.
Well, now they both are.
Rob English
Bubby.
Bought it. Now he's talking
about it. Oh, just show us the scene.
Yeah, can I press play?
Press play.
Okay, so Rob English goes, all right, come on over then, Banksy. And Banksy goes, all right. Oh, no, Rob English goes, yeah, come on, we'll come to America. I want to help you. And Banksy goes, all right.
My bags are so heavy.
Hey, buddy, grab my bags, mate.
Can someone help me with these bags?
Fine, I'll help you. Duh, all right. So, Bubby, do you got my paints?
I'm bringing bricks. Don't help me, building a wall?
No, we're not building a wall, Bubby. Oh, Bubby. Bonk. Don't make me bonk you on the head again, Bubby.
Okay.
So, Bubby,
no, why, yeah,
bring the white paint, because we're going to paint this piece of art I did white.
Okay, so, wait, where is it?
It's at my friend Rob's house.
Oh. Hello, are you here, Rob?
Oh, we're at Rob's house. Oh, no. Hold on, I'm coming down. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
He's coming down, Bubby. Don't get your panties in the twist.
Okay,
so. Oi, Fancy, Bubby, happy to see you again. How you doing, man? But hey, Rob English, long time no see. This is Bubby, you remember?
Why did it take you so long to come down here? If you take that long again...
Bubby, get your hand... Get your hand...
I'm gonna take a gun and I'm gonna shoot you in the head.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob. He ain't doing the best. He's just been on a plane in my satchel.
What the fuck did you tell him?
I'm just telling him I made you ride in my satchel for 12 hours.
You don't talk to me like that ever again. I'm gonna take a hammer and I'm gonna hit you with it.
Wow, he's Bubby D. Hey,
what's
Rob?
What?
What'd you say?
I'm hungry.
Okay, hey, why don't you come on inside and I'll get you a couple pieces or something like that.
Okay, then we can I have get... the pepper in?
Yeah, I'm over there right now. Did you bring the white paint?
What did you say?
I asked if you brought the white paint.
Am I supposed to bring the white paint? Am I the king of the white paint? You need to check your fucking voice. When you're talking to me... You need to use your inside voice, okay?
Sorry, hey, Rob.
I bet you get my hammer.
Oh, wait, hold on, Rob. Bubby, I can't be getting your hammer right now. Let me get you some pizza.
Okay, and the pizza.
All right. Oh, the pizza's here. How you feeling now, Bubby? Bubby, wait, hold on. Relax with the pizza. Let me just take a bit out of your mouth. Anyway, so that's hitting stop.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that's... we don't know yet what's happened because they haven't revealed the painting yet. But so anyway, that's in the process.
It's really exciting, and it's also really smart.
There's way more video left.
Any final Christmas thoughts we want to make?
No, I think that's all.
Make sure, you know...
Make sure that you go in, you know, you
go to T-Public.
You don't go to T-Public. Go down to dbublet.com.
Go to dbublet.com.
Buy our merch. Our merch is all we got.
And then I'm not gonna for sure say that I'm gonna do this, but I might make a special Christmas thing. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, but you know, go to dbublet.com.
Dbublet.
And make sure that you turn our crap in. Buy it or don't buy it.
Could buy it. You could not buy it.
Please
buy
it.
My final thought is. Thank you. That's American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. Make sure to subscribe to us and rate us and review us and give us 5 stars. Tell your mommy, your daddy,
give
your
brother,
your
sister.
Tell your mommy. Yeah. All right.
Tell your mom,
hit it,
tell
Clay.
Your dad.
Hit it, Clay.
Clay, hit it. Hit it.
Give it me!
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.